Welcome back to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer unfriendly black hotties.
We're unfriendly today because comedy is dead. I am Vance Go.
And I'm 90K. Damn.
I'm lying. I said that because I've been seeing Scary Movie 6 and they've been like, they're bringing comedy back. And I'm just like,
Oh my God. She died, girl.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know.
I didn't know. I just started talking to her recently myself, personally. Very interesting that they said she'd been dead since when?
That's my girl. I've never not known her. That's just the homie. Like, you know, it's just, yeah, she's just
also there. There's been a ton of like comedy specials, I feel like, that have been coming out. Like, over the past year, I just feel like there's been more specials. Like, bitch, I saw Bruce,
yes.
He was on My Mama Told Me. Yeah. This week. I lost it. I love
Bruce. Bruce, I have a fat uncle that was a funny nigga, and he reminded me of Bruce. So, like, listen, I was just like, yeah, this is my uncle.
He got a new Netflix special. We are like, and because we millennials, were you like a Comic View child?
Bitch, you know it. So, Comic I mean, View.
It's the 10th anniversary. BET.
Wait, yeah. So come and dance with me.
Dance with me.
And then you remember the remix? Come and be here for me and you.
Hey, is that when Lil Duval? That's when Lil Duval came.
Was he the host?
I remember that was when he became the host.
I remember Ricky Smiley. I remember Cheryl Lee. Not Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Cheryl Lee. I know who you're talking about.
Cheryl Underwood.
Yes, thank you.
And then Lil Duval. And I think I stopped watching when he came on.
Yeah, I didn't like him. And mind you, I'm from Duval.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy. I hate him.
I
hate his short ass, chiclet tooth ass. Fucking listen. Anyways, I won't do too much. But yeah, we were kind of raised on I feel like, especially when it comes to black stand up.
That was it.
Def Comedy Jam,
but you had to have HBO. And like a lot of us did.
My daddy had HBO, so he was single. My daddy was single and he didn't have no kids, so he had cable.
Right. So HBO and then also Comedy View was on BET. So I guess you had to have cable for that too. Mm-hmm. But same. And then it's still on, I think. Comics Unleashed. That's like the no cable having one. I forgot the name of the nigga. His name is like Brian Gumbel. It's not Brian Gumbel, but I forgot his name. But anyway, he always has comics on, and then they do their bits on the couch. But obviously Late Night. If you don't have cable, Late Night is also an hour.
I was gonna bring up something, and I hate. And this is the first time we're gonna say this, and I hate to even have to bring it up, but it is a part of the zeitgeist. Also, Wildin' Out is still on.
Yeah.
And I want to say this is a Nick Cannon hate podcast. We don't like him. He's corny. He's whack. He got married to Mariah Carey and then was surprised that he was Mr. Mariah Carey. Nigga, who the fuck you thought you was going to be, nigga? This nigga is spreading his seed all over the place. Irresponsible. Yeah, creating broken homes. But Wildin' Out is still on.
Absolutely. I mean, like, as far as improv, like, obviously we have Whose Line, but then, okay, first of all, we have not introduced the topic this week.
Oh my God. Well, we're talking about comedy. Yeah, we're in it. We're here.
Laughter, comedy. Yeah. So,
and we're talking specifically about black comedy and laughing while black, not about, we don't care what Crackus is doing.
Oh, well, I was just about to mention.
Can mention Whose Line, but.
Wayne Brady's there.
Yeah, he's black.
Yeah, he exists on that show.
I love Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady, I do like Wayne Brady. I enjoy him. And then he came out and everyone's like,
pansectional.
Yes, we love a pansectional king. But yeah, so niggling while black, laughing while black is the topic this week. So, I mean, we kind of got into it. It sounds like lots of spoilers, but like,
yeah,
What is your relationship to, I don't want to say humor. Yeah, laughter, humor. Like,
yeah, I mean, I'm black. You know, yeah. I feel like niggas are very funny and yes. funny about even, you know, things that are not funny. Yes. So I feel like there's always been like a lot of laughing in my life. Even though I had a very sad childhood, I will say it was full of laughing. Like, it was sad, except, and I guess that tracks, right? Yeah. Like, don't mostly sad people be like laughing a lot? Yeah. So I feel like that's the truth. Like, there is always so much laughter, like, anywhere. And that's just like important to me in general. I love laughing and giggling. Like, right. it's so fun. It brings such, I'm sure there's some kind of like chemical thing that happens in your body that makes you like it.
Absolutely. I think it's a feel. I think I'm pretty sure that I know there's science, but like it releases like a feel good hormone. It must. But yeah, similar. Like, I think just being black is funny. Like, like, we don't take shit serious. Like, you know what meme comes to mind? That black man that's drinking out of the White Sully fountain.
Yeah. Like, mind you, he was on a runway last year doing a fashion show.
He is not an ancestor. He's with us.
Baby, and fine still.
Right. So like, but like that right there, right? I think that's just the spirit of us, where it's just like, y'all got all this fuck shit. Y'all ruin everything with y'all laws and y'all's the way y'all are. And we still going to get our kiki ha-has on, because like, that's how we get through it.
Yeah. You know, that made me think about how like black laughter is ancestral. We both listen to, the podcast that Michael Harriet did. You know, that has the book, hold on, it's called Drapetomania, the Unshackled History.
I love that.
So
love
they
that
did podcast. One episode about the origins of stand-up comedy, and guess what? We did that, baby. That's us all day.
The toast, right? Like how we used to give toasts, and it used to just be raunchy, and you just say the most outrageous
dozens, even playing the dozens, all that, like... really incredible.
Did you play? I'm sure I know the answer, but did y'all do that?
Of course, everyone does that. I mean, everyone has the same jokes, I think, too. Like,
we in high school, we used to stand in a circle and just flame each other.
Yeah.
Just roast.
Anyway, in high school, I wasn't doing that in high school.
Oh, mercilessly.
I was
a circle.
No, I was in high school. I was like, I don't know what I was doing, but I definitely wasn't. That's some boy shit to be doing.
No, it was
like,
boy shit for sure, but we were merciless. And then it would be like now you use those skills to work a room and like be nice, like use them for good. But like just like looking at somebody up to down and just like anything wrong with them, their shoes, anything. And
I'm very much like that. I think we can agree I'm like that now. Yes. I just keep it to myself unless... Yeah. I'm ass, or unless I'll say, I'm going to say something shady, and then I let people tell me if they want to hear it or not before I go on.
Sometimes, you got to ask for permission sometimes. Like, hey.
Do you want my opinion? Or
I think if it's a close friend, you just say, like, if somebody come out, they got all purple, and it's a maybe unflattering, you be like, okay, grimace, and then you get your little laugh, and then you keep it, you know?
Be like, okay, girl, go be great in your lavender.
Right.
Go be great in your lavender.
Right. I see you a pimp named Slickback, and then everybody laughs, and then you keep it pushing.
Jesus Christ. But that, you know what's so funny about that? Even when you're looking good, that can also happen to you.
Yes.
So like, even if you look really good, you can also still get clowned. Like,
right. But I think like if it comes from a place of love, it's good, right? But like, I think if it is shady, like I'm trying to tear you down, I think because like, I think that is how we show love. Like, like you said, like in a house, if you're not getting teased, that probably means they don't like you. Like, or you know, something.
Or I don't know you, because how I need to know your weaknesses so I can truly tease you. I need to know, what are you working on? Like, where are areas where you're vulnerable?
So I can
try to use accountability and shame as a tool, you know. But we were kind of talking a little bit about like some of the like our early comedy experiences, what were like some of the earliest comedy you remember like seeing as a person whose first word was shit?
I would have to be movies, right? Like, okay. I think early movies like Life and stuff like that were like very fun, like the funniest comedians ever on TV just talking shit. And then I used to watch Comic View every night.
Wow. Living in a wild house. I had to be in bed during I only saw Comic View when I went to my daddy's house because he didn't have no kids and he was single and he had cable. And that was on the weekend, so I would have to watch the reruns. Mm. And that was only, you know, whenever he didn't want to live the life he was living.
When I was like maybe 16, I used to watch Comic View at 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. on school nights every night. And I would turn the TV on and I would watch it. And like I still remember some of the jokes. Like, I remember, I just like, that was my shit. So like, comedy for me was like a refuge. Like you know, like mm-hmm. I can go. And like, that was just something that like I didn't even tell people that I was a huge fan of comedy like that. Cause like, I like having like fandoms to myself.
Sure. Like, yeah. Yeah.
Cause I think like, it's special when it's like, oh, I like this thing. And like, people aren't like putting their opinions of the thing on like, or like, oh, you like that? I'm just like, no, I just enjoy it alone. It's like a little personal thing.
It's a personal thing I like for me. Yeah, you know, in Living Color, baby, memory for me, vivid memory, Homie the Clown.
Yeah.
Homie the Clown, also Fire Marshal Bill was like, yes. Fire Marshal Bill went up in my fucking house. Like, like that just used to go up in my house for some reason so hard. We were always making fun of Fire Marshal Bill and always doing like Homie the Clown bits and like. Yeah, I'm sure I hit my brothers with all kind of shit. Homie, don't play that. Like, right.
Mad TV.
Oh my God.
I was on Mad TV over SNL because of Deborah Wilson.
Well, also SNL.
White.
Not really that funny.
Yeah, right. Well, my family, my grandma and them watch SNL, so I watched it at their house.
Because
but like
they're
at my
JWs.
House,
see what I'm TV. Saying? They don't like, this is continuing the track. JWs, they don't like fun. Like, mm-hmm. To be like a SNL, like SNL, I've only liked certain actors on there. Yeah. I've never been like, oh, I love SNL. I'm like, I like Maya Rudolph.
Right.
That was my favorite time of SNL. That's probably the most consistently that I ever watched is when Maya Rudolph was on the cast.
But SNL, unfortunately, it's like institution, right? So anybody trying to get into acting and shit, like they pretend they like it. Like even like black comedians or black comics, because that's like the pinnacle. Like, oh, if you could get on SNL, whether you're writing or performing. And I hate that for us because I'm like, y'all know that shit is mid. And like the fact SNL ain't had like a black woman main cast member until like years ago recently is crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all
and she like left already. She also left. They're so, you know, SNL has never really been it for me, but, you know, I just took improv for a few years. And so, like, it comes up because because it's the institution, right? Also, it has like Weekend Update, which is the longest running current event sketch that exists. And arguably their most solid thing, but even that's dependent on the cast. And I don't be liking it these days because I still see it pop up on my YouTube. It's not funny, which brings me to what is funny to you? Like, what are things that make you laugh? Like,
I identify as a silly goose. So like, I think like dumb shit, like unserious, deeply unserious things make me laugh. I think true, honest things make me laugh. So like, sometimes like that can be mean, but I think like, if it's just like honest in a way where it's like, damn, like that's real. Like you said, you alluded to it, like exploiting people's, like, I don't want to say weaknesses, but like, if you say something that's like deeper than just like you have a snaggletooth, because I think you can see that with your eyes, right?
Yeah.
But if you're just like, oh, you fear commitment or whatever, right? And it's just like, oh, and like that gets to your soul, right? So like, but anyway, honesty, silly shit, slapstick if it's done well. That's hard to say, but like I think like physical comedy is like Raven Simone. Like, you know, like,
oh my God.
Like,
yeah.
I Raven Simone, complicated figure, but hey, that bitch is funny.
Sagittarius. It's hard and out
talented.
Here. It's hard out here. You know, that's a good, I also love some physical comedy. The one I always like is when they drop a dummy from the sky or like bitch. Throw a dummy. That throwing a dummy,
Martin,
yeah,
like,
and it's obviously not the person.
That should
it's
be
not
so
even
funny.
Dressed. It's so funny. Yeah, I also like. I think that's one thing that when you like are someone where people tell you you're funny a lot, and you don't necessarily agree because you're not trying to be funny. You're just saying,
I know that
what
you
think. But I've actually learned that finding the funny in the real thing is the key to like consistent comedy.
Yeah. Well, I think honestly, because of the honesty part, right? Mm-hmm. Like if someone once told me, cause like I used to do stand up, like if you think it's funny and you just kind of have to convince others of it. Yeah. And like, I think if you understand, cause it's a thesis, it's an argument, right? So like, if you understand why you think something's funny, then you could essentially recreate it. Right. And I think some people don't, what you just said, some people don't know like why they think something is funny, which is fine. Like, I think there is some comedy that like, it's hard to explain. It's just like, that shit is funny. like some of the content creators that I watch, like some of them, like I'm like, I could never recreate this because what is going on? Like Vinny maybe.
Oh my God. Vinny, what happens in Vinny's mind? The things that Vinny comes up with, I'm like, why are you thinking about this animal at a convention of these other animals that are kind of alike? It was one that was like a moth. A butterfly at a moth convention?
Uh-huh.
Why did you think of that?
Yeah, the sentence already. But yeah, like, some people I watch like him where I'm just like, I don't know what's happening. Like, this is funny, but I don't know what's happening. I don't know how he got there. I don't know how we got here, but this is hilarious.
I'd be dying.
But yeah, so like, there's some stuff that's like hard to define, I guess. But like, I'm just saying for you personally, like, I'm sure Vinny knows why he thinks that shit's funny.
Right.
He's able to convey that to us. So that's why we laughing.
Yeah, I'd be laughing.
And it ain't universal. I got that. But I think like that is how you convey your own humor, by like just like effectively conveying why you think something is funny. And I think that is like the essence of like just being a funny person.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it, like convincing other people that what you already think is funny is funny.
Right. I know this is funny. Like, let me tell you why. Then you like, oh, yeah, that is funny.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I'm like getting all reflective, being like, damn, it is just a thesis statement.
It is.
It's just a persuasive statement. You just have to show the people that the comedy is already inherently within.
Right. The comedy was you the whole time. Yes.
Well, the comedy is me. I am the comedy. The comedy is within me and you.
Period. Mm. But I feel like you and I have never actually had like a conversation about comedy, because I used to think about this shit too much. Like, I'm low-key a comedy nerd, but I stopped doing it because comedy stopped being funny to me. Like, what I mean by that is, like, I stopped laughing at jokes that I knew were funny, and I was doing that thing people do where they'd be like, that's funny, but they're not laughing.
Oh, no!
Because I was dissecting it, and I was like, it was like I could see the ones and zeros of it, and I was like, oh, I need to kind of back up.
Back out,
so
yeah.
I stopped doing stand-up because I was in so many open mics that I was just like, I was guessing jokes before, guessing punchlines.
Oh,
lines.
No. So my God. Very unfun.
It's not, and I had to go back to being a civilian low-key. Like, I mean, that was one of the reasons, but I hate not being able to laugh at anything that I think is funny.
Yeah.
Laughter, other than friendship, is like saved my life, right? Like, I'm sure that's true for so many Black people. Like, we didn't even talk about the whole, like, the reason we run when we laugh.
But no, we have not talked about that. but we should talk about it. Yeah, but that's crazy, though. Right, I didn't even think about that.
Like, white people don't like Black, like, they, like, at least Americans. I don't know what the other crackers are doing, but like, they don't like us. They don't like hearing us laugh.
No, they hate noise.
They hate it.
They hate
when they
joy,
do
celebratory sound.
Right. Yeah. Especially when we're doing it. So like, like, so, like, I think, but I think we know that. Like, how many times, like, remember, like, them ladies were in Napa in California and they were niggling on the train and then they got kicked off and then they sued them and got some money. Like, that's a tell as old as time, though. Like, they don't want to hear us have joy. They don't want to hear us laugh, which, I mean, like, which is why we laugh more.
Yeah. And that's why I think that was, I was going to ask, like, what kind of, like, emotions elicit laughter from you? Because I think, because of the way that Black people have, like, situationalized laughter, I feel like sometimes laughter, like, I know if I'm mad and I start laughing,
I recognize that as a, like, you in danger.
I'm not, that's not good.
Right. That's like when, like a Batman person smiles or something. You're like, oh, they about to beat your ass.
Yeah, other than that, I don't think I laugh in, like, uncomfortable situations. But that's me being autistic because I learned don't do that. And right. So I'd be like, oh, I won't laugh now.
I do. I think I was going to say shame. Maybe shame, but, like, sometimes I laugh to cut the tension. I've gotten in trouble for that for sure, like, especially at boot camp. Like, something's awkward. I laugh when things are awkward because, like, that just kind of cuts the tension for me.
Yeah.
But then, like you just said, like, that's not normal. Well, I think it is normal. I really do.
Normal.
I think, like, most people's natural inclination.
But they not gonna like that.
Right. But people don't like that. Like, but I also laugh involuntary all the time. Like, I'm always laughing inappropriate stuff. Like, the other day I was on a phone call with this woman. She was a parent and she said that she couldn't get a hold of her kid. Her kid is 15 and he lives with her. I said, ha ha. And then she was like, she kind of had to pause, like, bitch. And I was like, my bad. Like, you just told me.
No, but that's a good. But let's just. But no, but that needed to sink in with her. Like,
what? You can't tell me that ain't kind of funny, ma'am. Like, you can find your 15-year-old. Like, what? Did he get kidnapped? Like, what happened?
What? You can't get in touch with him. Oh, my God.
But shit like that is what I mean. We're like, that's inappropriate, but I don't think so. Because I think it's funny that this lady, this adult woman, can't find her kid or can't get a hold of her kid. I'm like, what are we? Anyway, but yeah.
Well, what's not funny?
Oh, punching down.
Her.
Not to say I never do it, right? Because, like, we all human and shit. But, like, I do think, like, punching down is not funny. And it's just like, oh, you're punching down on a group that, like, you're above. So, like, and I think that's, like, the formula, right? Like, like, you as, like, a trans Black person, that's your you have a Venn diagram of shit you can talk about and shit you cannot talk about. Fortunately for you, it's a bunch of shit that you can talk about.
That's right. Lucky me.
I mean, neurodivergent, like, you
so much,
and, like, mind you, like, maybe not
much
too
off
much
limits to me, but
right,
but and also, I mean, like, there's levels to the shit too.
There is.
And also too, I will make a distinction, like, punching down, I think, definitely is, like, is this on a platform or is this, because if I'm in the privacy of my own home,
group chat with your boo,
with my boo, with
your
my
dog,
close friends. Okay, that's not necessarily, like, punching down on a group. Usually I'm punching down on an individual. Very explicitly. Yeah. It's a single person I'm talking about, them. But, yeah, I mean, don't be punching down. You a man, so it's different.
Right, but I also feel
like... But you,
like,
gay, though.
Right, right. Am I a man? Who, like, some people don't
agree. Yeah. Are you? Question mark. Find out on the episode coming soon.
You a homosexual? But anyway, joking. But yeah, no, like, I think punching down, I'm trying to think, like, I have a hard time holding that, like, you could never make this type of joke because, like, I haven't heard the joke.
Agreed.
let's hear them out. But you know, I would say, like, yeah, like, essay jokes might be in bad taste, pedophile, like, you know, like, I think there are, like, some, like landmine topics. But again, like, I haven't heard the jokes. Sometimes I've heard jokes where I'm like,
dead.
Like, good luck. But also, like, okay.
Well, let's round the corner here. We're about at the end. Have you seen any good comedy specials lately?
No. I think I maybe... I saw like a glimpse of the new Cat Williams one. I think my comments are like, again, back to the whole like comedy is kind of like, I kind of stepped away. So like stand up specials, I don't seek out. However, sure. with the Cat Williams one, I like what I heard. He was talking about living on a farm and having all these animals. And it was funny because he was talking about something specific to him. And I think he can tell a joke, right? I do not like when these like rich nignogs talk about anything outside of their own experience, because what are you talking about, bitch? You're so out of touch and rich. Like, who cares what you, who cares what Dave Chappelle has to say about trans people?
But this is literally what I thought about Kat's last special. Kat's last special was very out of touch. I think
woke folk or whatever. Oh no, that's exactly why I'm like,
I was like, so I didn't even want to watch this one that just came out because
it was
that one was.
Yeah, I was like, unk. And like, Kat will say 50 things and like three of them will be real funny. But like,
right.
But anyway, yeah. Yeah, no, not really. How about you?
Yeah, I saw Bob the Drag Queen special. This is wild. It was actually really good. Bob is really funny. I've seen a few of Bob's specials. This is maybe like the third of Bob's specials that I've seen. But this one's on Hulu. This is like their biggest one.
Let me. I'm gonna watch it tonight. I think Bob is really special.
I agree.
Yeah,
I fully agree.
I think there are some artists that are just kind of tapped in, and like I think Bob is just kind of tapped in. And
I agree.
Like even the I'm sure it resonates with you. Like the anti, it's almost anti-religion kind of like.
Yes. Like,
line, right.
Oh yeah.
And I'm sure like as a former church nigga, like that resonates.
Of course.
But I love like when like people have like mission statements that are kind of internal, but it comes out in their work because like your work, you always got Christianity in your work.
Oh yeah.
Jesus, I mean, right? Like there's always a through line.
I always have something about it. It's gonna come out. There's gonna be some commentary because it is my experience. Like I can only talk about, you know, what I know.
Right.
Yeah, that was good. I saw Jay Jardine's comedy special.
Oh, I love Jay.
I love Jay too. I love Jay Jardine. I think Jay Jardine is so funny. I think the pacing. Jay talks really fast.
Okay.
And Jay likes to give you a 1, 2, 3. Right?
Yeah.
But I think there's still a little bit more rhythm. And I've listened to him talk about his comedy, about his like musicality. He's talked about, I've listened to him talk about like, he was on Good One as well. And he talked about how he likes to do like triplets. And I think that's a good pace, but like in a piece of music, you wouldn't have all triplets. So like, I think there's some pacing stuff. And that's something I'm sensitive to, of like rhythm of speech.
That's why I'm laughing.
I'm sensitive to like rhythm of speech. That's what these are things that I care about, right? Yeah. Like, because if I'm not hitting a rhythm, it's going to be hard for me to even really be fully like locked into what you're saying. But I still love Jay. I think Jay is really funny, really smart. I was expecting something a little different, I think.
Nice. I like that you said that about the Sonic thing, because I think that's just something I don't think about because that's not my background. But like, nice.
Yeah, it was cool. All right. Well, big thanks to our producer and audio Adonis, Aaron Rand Freeman.
I've been Vance Go, and you can find me at Instagram at Sir the Thought. I think I'm also on Threads if you want to find me there. And yeah, that's it. Who are you?
And I'm Nandi K. You can find me on Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky at Nandi KAYYY. See y'all.
See y'all. Love y'all.
Right Quick is a podcast for They Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santee. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at They Agenda Productions.